Hello, sisters, and welcome back to another episode here on the Intentional Mom Life with Jesus podcast. I'm your host, Sasha Star Robertson, and today I want to help you simplify your life. I want you to stop overcomplicating things and try this truly simple tip for your schedule, your routines, your health, and so much more stem from this one thing. And it all has to do with backwards living. So if your curiosity is piqued, it should be, because we're going to talk about some of these struggles that y'all face today, myself included at times, and we are going to talk about the simplest way to overcome them. Welcome to the Intentional Mom Life with Jesus podcast. Do you desire balance and want to glorify God with your life? Are you often up late at night conflicted between whether you accomplished enough or you were present enough with your kids? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals only to feel overwhelmed by all the things on your to-do list? Hi, I'm Sasha Star Robertson. I know the weight of that stay-at-home mom life. It can feel like a burden to stay on top of things when you don't know how to manage your time and struggle to read your Bible. You want structure, a routine that flows, and a little time to pursue things for yourself without mom guilt. But you keep telling yourself, there's no time, and I can't find a good schedule. Well, sister, you found the solution. On this podcast, you will find encouragement to help you live rooted and grounded in Christ, time management tips for busy moms, and mindset shifts to help you feel organized, productive, and peaceful, focusing on what matters most. So grab your cold brew or kombucha and strap those kiddos into the car seat, and let's jump into today's episode. My sweet friend Robin and I both surveyed our audiences recently and had them fill out a Google form with random questions. Not random, very specified questions in terms of scheduling, health, time management, all those things. And the answers that came back are not unique, but I'm going to be talking about some of the specific things from those responses that women gave, because it's something that, not something, there are multiple things that many of the women that I talk to across the board have a tendency to struggle with. But before we dive into all of that, I have the most exciting news to share with you all. The Intentional and Healthy Woman Bundle is now open. The cart is open. So if you go to intentionalandhealthywoman.com, you're going to be able to check out all the details for this bundle, what's included, what you're going to come out of it with, so much more. And you can go ahead and add to cart right now and get inside this bundle. Even more cool is Robin and I were chatting and we decided to do an additional bonus. So for the first five ladies that come in, Robin and I are going to do a special drawing where someone is going to win a bonus coaching call. Okay, so if this bundle wasn't already sweet enough with both her Healthy Weight Loss Academy and my Fresh Start course, the exclusive mini series that we did together, a plethora of bonuses, girl, you may still have the opportunity to be one of those first five. So head on over to intentionalandhealthywoman.com and snag that bundle. If you are not already like, yes, add to cart, you might be after this episode, because we are going to dive in to some of these top four really struggles that a lot of us have a tendency to have. And I'm going to say right off the bat, the tip at the end, it has to do with backwards living. So a lot of women talk about they struggle with consistency. They try to implement these healthy habits, but they struggle with consistency. The healthy habits don't last, they feel hard, or they don't know what healthy habits to implement, right? They don't know what healthy habits to start. And when I say healthy habits, I'm not just talking about your physical health. I'm talking about healthy habits across the board that help you show up as your best self, have you developing motivation and encouragement and joy and peace in your life. Not just ones that are eating vegetables and working out, right? But ones that are going to bed at a decent time, getting up early, spending time with the Lord consistently. A lot of these things I would classify under healthy habits, right? So one of the things is struggling to establish the healthy habits. And another thing is being consistent in those healthy habits. A third thing that a lot of the women came back saying is that they struggle to make a plan, or they haven't made a plan, or they don't know how to make a plan, right? And that stems from number four is prioritizing. They have so much going on. There's too much to prioritize, too much demanding their energy and their attention. So it's kind of all over the place, and everyone else's needs are being tended to first, their last. So all of their healthy habits, all of their making a plan, all of their success, all of that comes last and usually ends up just falling off the plate completely. If this sounds like your life, then for one, my heart goes out to you because I have been there. I know what it feels like. It feels like you can't catch a break. It feels like you can't catch up. The to-do list is never ending. The fires are constantly needing to be put out. And it's like, when am I ever just going to get a break? When am I ever just going to get a minute for me? When am I ever going to be able to pursue this thing that I really want to pursue? It's like, you feel like your entire existence is to serve and tend to the needs of others. But it's so difficult because you're failing to serve and tend to the needs of yourself, right? When people are coming and saying these are the things that they're struggling with, it comes from that place often of backwards living. So here is my number one tip to stop overcomplicating things and simplify. It's really to just start at the beginning and create your foundation. So many times we as busy women, as moms, we are the last to create space for ourselves. Even just creating space, right? To sit down in the quiet, to think about what we're thinking about, right? This is mindset, thinking about what are we thinking about? How does that make us feel? What's behind that? Where did that thought come from? What is it making me believe about myself? We're the last ones to create space to make a plan. And we're the last ones to create space to figure out what we need and what will work for us. We're more apt to sit down and create space and help our kids do that and help our spouse do that and help the teenage girl we're mentoring do that and help a friend do that. But are we sitting down and doing that for ourselves? We have to start at the beginning. And I am a firm believer that one of the first things that God gave you to steward over is yourself. You have to make sure that you are being taken care of, that your needs are being met. There are so many different analogies or metaphors that I can come up with or share with you that have to do with this. But one of the ones that stands in my mind the most is the airplane, right? When you're on an airplane, they say if the oxygen masks fall down, put yours on before you put your kids on. Because if you put your kids on first, you might not get it on before you've lost oxygen, and then you're passed out, and then you're not able to help them either. Yet so many of us as moms are like, no, let me tend to that first. I'll get to me. And then we never end up getting to me because the end of the day comes and you're exhausted because you've been tending to everything and everyone else all day, that you end up trying to fight for scraps to fill yourself up. And you never get to that point. It's one of the number one reasons I'm a huge advocate for rising before your family and getting quiet with God, praying, getting in His Word, because that is one of the number one ways that I believe that we can be filled up, right? Matthew 6:33, seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. We don't have to worry about what we're going to wear or what we're going to eat or whatever else, because we have Him. So much goodness comes from seeking Him. And so that's kind of a number one tip also. Tip number one, number two. But we have to know what we need so that we can continue showing up the best for everyone else that God has given us to serve and to steward. But if we're not taking care of ourselves, we're not going to be able to serve them at our best. We're not going to be able to give them our best. And we're not going to be able to serve them as well and as long if we're not meeting our needs. I remember a season recently where I was in this state of overwhelm, right? Because I was living with these backwards priorities. I was like, I just can't keep up, and there's so much to do, and I just haven't had a moment to myself. And I was in the process of rehearsing or ruminating all the things on my to-do list just over and over in my head. And I was carrying all that weight around, and it was exhausting. And I was on a call with my counselor, and he had just asked me, what is it that I need? And that simple question was like mind-blowing for me, because I had been so busy just like running and serving and doing and home and business and family and other, right? It was constant. It was nonstop. And a lot of my priorities had gone out the window because I was focusing on the fires or the storm right in front of me. I wasn't slowing down enough to make a plan each week for how I was going to go about my days. A lot of my healthy habits had been tossed aside because I was just focusing on the busy. And therefore, I wasn't being consistent in what I needed. I was being consistent in putting out the fires, trying to focus on my to-do list and get it done, that I didn't stop and check in with myself and say, Sasha, what is it that you need right now? And he asked me that, and I was like, my gears started turning, right? And my mind was just like already off, and I knew. But then he said, what would you say to one of your clients that was feeling this way? And I was like, well, that's a convicting question, right? And so the coolest part, perhaps, is that I had all the answers, right? I knew exactly what to do. I recognized in that moment that it was the backwards living, that I wasn't starting from the beginning. I wasn't slowing down enough to create the space to get quiet and even check in with myself. What is it that I need, right? The number two part of this, or whatever number we're on at this point in the episode, right, is getting clear on your priorities. And so that's another thing that happened to me in this season. And I think a lot of us can have a tendency to struggle with is we're not clear on our priorities. We don't actually know big picture what it is that we're pursuing. And sometimes the big picture is even in this season, right? Like, what is most important in this season? Is it your health? Is it that you need to start moving your body more or eat more vegetables or drink more water or maybe lose some weight? Is it your family? Do you have a little one, a newborn, that's taking a lot of your time and attention, but you also have multiple other kids that are needing a lot of your time and attention? Is it a season where God is calling you to step out in business or ministry, or maybe He has for a long time, but you just haven't found a way to get to yes in that? Maybe it's a season for your home, where you're in the midst of a remodel or three all at the same time. I'm chuckling because this was my season recently. Maybe it's a season where you get to be really good about your finances and get creative with your budget, and you need to make sure you're tracking all of your finances and having budget meetings and looking for ways that you can save more money or make more money. Maybe it's a season for relationships where you're really needing to focus more on friendships and developing that those mentor relationships or just those fellowship community in your life, right? There's a lot of different things that we can focus on. But one of the number one things that I hear and I see all the time is literally women stretching themselves too thin because we are trying to prioritize too much. Let alone we have the needs of our family and our spouse and our home to care for and steward over, which for a lot of us feels like a lot. But then there's a lot of other things that we're trying to just do all the things all the time. And you're serving in this and you're serving in that and you're doing this and kids' school and activities and just all the things. I get overwhelmed even thinking about all the things y'all are trying to do. And I am like a pack mule, okay? I am like a semi. The capacity and the load to which I can carry and carry well is a lot. And I'm not saying this to brag because I think it is a trauma response and it has been a disservice to myself many times in my life. But I am somebody who worked full time and completed 22 credits in my last semester of college within a course of 73 days. Okay. My capacity is a lot. And I'm saying that because I see a lot of you moms out there that are literally stretching yourself so thin and you're running yourselves so ragged that you are single-handedly wrecking your health and your mindset and so much more because you're not clear on your priorities and you're trying to prioritize all the things. And I am a firm believer that that is not how God created us to live. Okay. So for one, it's to create the space, right? For two, it's getting clear on your priorities. What is for you in this season? Pick four at a max, four areas of life to really focus on and prioritize. And anything that's not on there, it can go in another season, okay? And then step three is to make the plan. We have to look at how we're spending our time. There's a quote that says, "Show me your schedule and I'll show you your priorities." And I think that's a very convicting thing to hear a lot of the times because people are like, no, these are my priorities and I don't have time for them. Or this is something that really is important to me or matters to me, but I don't have time for it. And I'm just going to say, no, 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 that's not a thing. You literally prioritize the things that matter to you. And so if you're looking at your schedule and the things that are on there are not the things that matter most to you, then it's time to take a step back, to create that space, and to get clear on your priorities and make the plan so that you're living the life in accordance with your priorities. Because if you don't do that, one of the number one things that you're doing is creating overwhelm and chaos in your life because you're not living in integrity. Number four, step four, if that's what we're going to call it today, within this simplification tip is to choose simple, healthy habits. I think a lot of times we want to overcomplicate it and try and do like 8 or 10 new things all at the same time. And we're already not good at one of them or two of them, but we think adding more is going to be more helpful. You know, like I'm going to change my life. I'm going to start working out and I'm going to eat the vegetables and I'm going to drink the water and I'm going to work out 5 days a week. And what else? I'm going to get up earlier and I'm going to take all my vitamins. And like, let's not do 100 things at once. What are the most simple yet effective healthy habits that you can implement in your life? If you're not already getting up at least 10 minutes before your family to pray and read even just a verse of God's word, start there. So simple. So simple. And if that feels hard, just tell yourself it's so simple. right? A lot of times the way we think about things has a direct result of how things play out in our lives. I myself have gotten caught up in mindsets many a times where I just submit and make agreements to circumstances as though that's the way that they have to be, right? Well, I have a newborn, so I can't get up early, or I can't work out, or whatever. And is that really helping me? Is that simplifying my life? No, actually, it's making it more complicated, right? But find these simple yet effective habits that you can implement for your health. And when I say health right now, it can be synonymous with self-care, because that's really what it comes down to. And then the last part of this is that you develop the consistency through all of the above. So when you create the space to get quiet and you think about what you're thinking about and you can get really clear on your priorities and then you make the plan and inside the plan you have these simple healthy habits, the consistency comes. The one thing that you can do to continue to develop that consistency is to establish an evaluation routine. And that means you're sitting down each day, each week, each month. Doesn't have to be all of the above. Find out what works for you. And then looking at, okay, what went well and what didn't go well? What did I learn? What do I want to keep the same and continue doing? What do I need to stop doing? What do I need to start doing? Some of those questions can be really powerful if you're going to sit down and do that evaluation. Some of those questions come from the WAR form that my one-on-one and group coaching clients have access to, that we do each and every week to evaluate what is working, what is not, and then make those little tweaks to that, to look into those mindsets that are behind that, to continue to develop that consistency in our healthy habits, to continue to live according to the plan that we made because we know that is in accordance with our priorities. In addition to all of this, pray. Pray, pray, pray. Because so much of what we set out to do, so many of the expectations that we carry for ourselves, so many of the beliefs that we have about ourselves or the way that we need to exist or whatever else came from somewhere. And a lot of times they're not serving us. They're keeping us stuck. They're keeping us hustling. They're keeping us busy. But busy does not mean productive. And busy does not mean purposeful. So sisters, if this is you, if this episode spoke to you, I want to personally extend this invite into the Intentional and Healthy Woman Bundle. It's time to run to that cart because it is live and it's only live through Wednesday evening. So I hope that you're listening to this in real time because you need to jump on this. And if you are listening to it in real time, you might have a chance to be one of those first five and be entered into that special drawing. And I'm inviting you into this now because you are getting access to my Fresh Start course, okay? We literally sit in the beginning and start with a seasonal mindset wrap-up. We get really clear on your values and your priorities. We take time to pray and journal with God. We establish those top priorities in your life. We focus big on self-care and non-negotiables and rest. And we create a schedule with routines and time blocks that work for you. We talk about boundaries. We talk about the daily, weekly, and monthly evaluation aspects that I just talked about here in this episode that you could be utilizing. You get tools, worksheets, resources, so much more, plus the community of ladies that are walking through that with you in real time and weekly group coaching calls to help you overcome some of the struggles that you're facing as you go throughout it. Not only that, but you also get access to Robin's Healthy Weight Loss Academy. So first, you're going to sit down, you're going to get clear on your priorities and your schedule, and you're going to get that in order. And then you're going to move, like seamless transition, right into Robin's Healthy Weight Loss Academy for the second 6 weeks, where she helps you get grounded in Jesus and create a vision for your health. She helps you establish those basic and very simple healthy habits. She teaches you about nutrition and making better choices and how to increase protein, how to count your macros, how to become a meal prep boss, and how to create consistency in moving forward. So as you can imagine, I hope even just explaining this to y'all, you're able to see how we are helping you with these exact steps to create the space, to pull out your priorities, to make the plan, to create the simple habits, and to develop and create consistency that is going to last. Not only that, but we have exclusive bundles or bonuses included in this bundle. You get access to the Life and Goals Planner, Robin's Healthy Cooking Made Easy mini course. You get a 3-part mini series on time management and weight loss that Robin and I put together specifically for you. And then you also have access to a masterclass suite, which includes, I think, 5 different masterclasses and workshops that Robin and I have led with worksheets, and just even that alone, we could sell for this price, just the masterclass suite. Okay. So head on over to intentionalandhealthywoman.com. I promise you, sisters, if you buy in, and I'm not saying financial investment into this bundle, but if you get yourself on board and bought into this 12-week journey and the what we're teaching you and walking you through in these 12 weeks, you are going to leave a changed woman. These struggles that you are facing are going to become very, very small in your life, okay? You're going to get clear on your priorities. You're going to learn how to prioritize them and how to make a plan. You're going to establish healthy habits, and you're going to have tools and resources and community and so much more to maintain consistency throughout. I truly cannot wait to see you on the inside. God bless, sisters. Okay, one last thing. If this episode blessed you, would you please share to a friend, share in your stories, share on your social, send an email out to your list? Because I know there are so many women, so many moms who are struggling with these very same things. And I just have to say, you don't have to anymore. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life, of your new life. So share with a friend, invite them into this bundle with you, and take this journey together.